T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for our weekly chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can, of course, hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. It's brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
And Ben, we got a big one this weekend here in Kansas City. It's the Chiefs. It's the Bills. It's kind of the de facto AFC championship game, and we get to play it on Sunday.
It would be a major stunner, guys, if the winner of this game does not go to the Super Bowl, right? I mean, I know the Bengals have some nice offensive players, and the Titans, I don't know, with Derrick Henry, but this has got to be it, right? This is the game of the weekend, and I can't wait. And the great thing about it is Mahomes coming off a great game, right? Josh Allen's coming off a great game. And typically you don't stack back-to-back great games. So there's going to be a regression to the mean, and it really comes down to who has the bigger regression to the mean. Who's the one that you know goes back the furthest, because then the other team will obviously have an advantage. But it's going to be fascinating to see, and a rematch of last year's playoffs. And I remember Josh Allen didn't play that well last year, if I remember correctly, in that game.
Yeah, they got after him pretty good in that one. I know we do this all the time, but Bills seem pretty equipped to be around for a while. Chiefs obviously have shown the ability to be around quite a while. Is this going to be the one? We talked about Lamar and Mahomes for a long time. Is Josh Allen the most likely one? Maybe Justin Herbert to be in the realm of Mahomes and be in these types of games more often than not?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, you know, 2 years back-to-back and belly-to-belly and all that, so you're looking good. I'm always skeptical about that. Like Kansas City, I mean, the Chiefs have obviously proven that they're going to be here. I'm still up in the air on the Bills. They played a perfect game against the Patriots, and I'm still like, let's see it again. I'm still not all in on Buffalo, and all the, you know, the people that cover the Bills are like, oh no, this team's arrived now and they figured it out. And they obviously played well at the end of the year, but I'm still not sold on Buffalo. And which I don't know if that's good news or not for the Chiefs fans that I actually am on the side of the Chiefs here, 'cause I've been a bit of a jinx, but no, I mean, at home and the way the Chiefs defense has been playing, I am leaning that way heavily.
Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio joins us. And so when you look at this game, is this a bigger game for the Chiefs or is this a bigger game for Buffalo?
So I think it's a much bigger game for Buffalo, right? Because the Chiefs are like at the very top of the mountain. They got to climb the mountain. They got to get over the mountain in the AFC. And that's, you know, with all due respect to the Titans, who are the number one seed, it's the Chiefs that are the it team in the AFC until proven otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, this would be, if the Bills can play a great game and win, then that would be obviously a warning shot to the Chiefs and to the rest of the AFC that they really have arrived. But I'm still a skeptic. I'm agnostic when it comes to the Bills.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can, of course, hear him overnights here on 610 Sports Radio. On the NFC side, are we destined for Packers and Bucks and Rodgers and Brady?
No.
The NFC title game? No?
No. The Rams, Judge. The Rams have arrived.
Right. I always forget your Rams.
Yeah. You can ram it all day and you can ram it all night. The Rams playing great defense. They found their running game. And fun fact, Tom Brady is 0-2 as a Buccaneer against Sean McVay, Aaron Donald, and the Rams. And he really hasn't played well the last three games. That, remember the Super Bowl when he was with the Patriots? he didn't play well in that game. They won anyway. It was a low-scoring game, the Rams and the Patriots in that Super Bowl. But the last three games, now that's obviously what has happened. That doesn't mean Brady can come out and throw five touchdowns. But the Rams really match up well with the Buccaneers. And I believe the 49ers match up well with the Packers. The problem is the weather there at Lambeau for a team from the West Coast. But I like the Rams a lot. I'm call me a homer or whatever, but I think they match up very well against the Buccaneers. And Aaron Donald can put some pressure. They've got Jalen Ramsey to shut down Mike Evans. And the only concern is that the deep secondary for the Rams is, you know, they're signing guys out of like retirement homes, which is a problem. So that's a concern.
You know, you like the Rams, and obviously I think you're probably going to pick the Rams all the way to the Super Bowl. But what if Aaron Rodgers doesn't make it? What if he loses again next week in that NFC Championship game? Then he's like 1-5 in NFC Championship games. When is the narrative for him going to be, sorry, dude, you're not a winner. You're really good, but you're not a winner.
Yeah, it's because can you really say that? Because he does have a Super Bowl. So it's like one of those weird things. It's like he's won a Super Bowl. I thought the rules, I've always on my overnight show, I've always ripped I call it the championship defenders league. Like if you win one championship, you can't say anything bad about the person the rest of their career because, you know, they won a championship and all that. I disagree with that. But yeah, the problem Aaron Rodgers is going to have is a lot of people in the media hate him now. He is public enemy number one because of the COVID stuff. And so it's the lowest common denominator with Aaron Rodgers. And so people are going to pile on. But, I mean, you know the answer. But Aaron Rodgers goes out and stinks it up, whether it's this weekend against the Niners or next week against the Rams or the Buccaneers, then, he sucks and all this. And then if he wants to be traded, there'll be 25 teams lined up to trade for him. So what is it? You'll make your mind up.
Also, the media won't like him because he does an exclusive interview with somebody and they're not a fan of that. So, I mean, he's got so much going against him that the narrative can swing really fast.
Is that like the greatest paid rate? I mean, he has paid for it. And I mean, that's how the business works. A lot of these guys get paid to come on and do interviews. That's like the greatest paid interview. Aaron Rodgers every week, the guy's dropping the headline news in the sports world. It's wild.
Well, yeah, and it's been great, obviously, for him to be on there weekly with everybody. But eventually, your performance has got to stack up, and that goes for the Dallas Browns as well. I mean, watching them kind of melt down like they did and absolutely fall apart right in front of our eyes was glorious. You can blame the head coach. You can blame the offensive coordinator. You can blame the player. The only people you can't blame are the referees, who everybody seemingly wants to blame. What is the fallout for all of that nonsense that took place down in Cleveland, Dallas?
Yeah, so I loved what Dez Bryant had to say. Like, he picked the Cowboys to win, and then afterwards he had a hissy fit, and he pointed out that the Cowboys are too pampered and that the players are – and it really is true. I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, you've obviously called them the Cleveland Cowboys and all that, but when you play for the Cowboys, normally I think we can all agree that when you get to a certain level, you have to, like, win a championship, and then people will just worship you and rhapsodize you and say how amazing you are. But in Dallas, you don't have to do that. Just by being tagged the star with the Cowboys, everyone in the Cowboys have more fans than anybody. They get the hugest, the biggest ratings on TV and all that. But it's just these guys, they just soak it up. And just a little work ethic. I believe there's something to what Dez Bryant said. There's something off with that. And it's not like, listen, I know in Pittsburgh and Green Bay and other places, they suck up to the players. It just seems different in Dallas. And it's always something with those guys, which is great for us who do sports radio, because I got an entire week, guys, of bashing the Cowboys, and I loved every single second of it. It was wonderful.
It is terrific. You buying any of the Harbaugh to the Raiders smoke?
Yeah, I am. I definitely know some will say, well, that's Ohio State and some rivals of Harbaugh planning those stories. But I have been saying for years, every year I do the same rant. Harbaugh's going to the NFL. And he's going to the Colts, or he's going to this team or that team. It just makes sense. He's a better NFL coach than he is a college coach. The guy got to a Super Bowl, Jim Harbaugh, with Colin Kaepernick, who's not even that good a quarterback, and had the lead, and then the lights went out and all that in the Super Bowl. But he's a very good NFL coach. But he's also a guy that will not last that long if he does go back to the NFL with the Raiders. He'll flame out, and then he'll have to bounce to another team. And so it's going to be the round robin for Harbaugh. But, I think there's something to it. And Davis wants to get a big-name coach. And there's not, I mean, who are the big name guys? There's a lot of coordinators. There's no big name coaches really out there other than him.
No, other than like an Andy Reid leaving Philadelphia after 12 years type of deal, there are no big name head coaches out there that are available anymore. And again, that's the biggest problem right now with the NFL. There is legit no coaching candidates available out there. And so if you want to go out there and hire Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh or what Harbaugh's father, that's a better option, I would imagine, than any of these guys that are currently interviewing that you've never heard of that coached the running backs in Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah,
Cooper,
I mean,
Cooper Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's right. Cooper Harbaugh. The third Harbaugh. But you're just like throwing spaghetti against the wall with these guys. Like, I'm like, maybe Brian Flores you get a little excited about, but it's like, you know, he was okay the last couple of years with the Dolphins. But yeah, like these other guys, I see these names and I'm like, how are they going to sell that? You know, how are the Vikings going to sell that guy? How are the Bears going to sell that guy? Like, now you don't have to win. You can lose the press conference and still, you know, win obviously on the field, but it does make it more difficult when you hire a no name and you're like, who's that guy? Never heard of that guy. Why is that guy the coach?
Yeah. And that guy will be out in 3 years and looking for another assistant offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator type of job. But such is the life circle of the NFL. Enjoy watching Russell Westbrook for the next week, Ben. We appreciate the time as always. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio suffering in Russell Westbrook land. Do I still have bad takes on Russell Westbrook, or are we free to support these takes?
Oh, no, he's
now?
A cooler. He's
he is,
a cooler.
He is a cooler. Yeah, yes. Yeah. He is the Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, Alex Rodriguez of the NBA.
He's heck of a team, player, cooler. Off. But a cooler, absolutely.
Boy, I nailed that 10 years ago, and you guys were a terrible Russell Westbrook take alert.
Then I'm sorry too that I forgot. Like number one Ram fan.
Yeah, Ben Maller.
Ben Maller.
Of course, he's taking the Rams. Josh, yeah, come on now.
That was bad. The Bills, meanwhile, need the street cred more than the Chiefs. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Selling a little. Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Edition along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler. Chris Tenpenny producing today. You can vote on the Twitter poll at 610 Sports KC. Who has the best chance to be Patrick Mahomes' rival in the next 10 years? We heard from Ben Maller in the last segment. He wasn't fully buying in Josh Allen yet. Josh Allen would be my answer. I think the Bills are set up pretty well around him, and I think the you got the consistent coach, pretty consistent GM. Only thing that's hanging over is a stadium issue.
Yep.
And obviously a really good quarterback. So Josh Allen would be my vote, but you can vote for Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joey Burrow, or other. At 610 Sports KC, Justin Herbert continues to lead the voting by a percent right now over Josh Allen.
All right, because you know, as we've kind of talked about throughout the morning, each year it has changed for Patrick Mahomes. So this year in the moment right now, it is Josh Allen. Lamar, last year it was Herbert. Deshaun. The year before it was Lamar and Deshaun. The year before that it was Brady and Big Ben. So that those are the kind of rivals that we're talking about. Every year it has changed, but there's only been one constant that remains, Ray.
Baseball.
Mahomes.
Oh, sorry. Baseball's not a concept.
No, baseball. They're not even playing.
That sound bite's not even relevant anymore.
That is true. And that movie came out in 89, yeah. And then 94 happened. You're like, wait a second. It's not a constant anymore. They quit.
There's one constant. NFL dominating the ratings, Ray.
One constant is Mahomes.
He updates it.
As the years go by like a tractor trailer rummaging through time, the one constant is Mahomes.
There's one constant, Ray. And Ray goes, baseball? No, NFL ratings.
Patrick Mahomes. Yes. All these people trying to hang on for dear life and be his rival. It started with Big Ben and Tom Brady, and then it progressed to Lamar and Deshaun. Then the following year, it was Justin Herbert, and now here we sit, it is Josh Allen. In 2022, who will it be? Joe Burrow will be that guy in 2022, especially when the Chiefs beat Buffalo this weekend and the Bengals come here for the AFC Championship game next week, and it's Burrow versus Mahomes. What do you think the narrative is going to be? We're seeing the beginning of a new rivalry for the next 10 years.
All right, so we'll redo this poll next Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's not going to be Ryan Tannehill. No matter how good he plays, no matter how far they go, no matter what they do, Ryan Tannehill's never going to get the streak credit, right? No. It's always going to be somebody different than Ryan Tannehill.
If there's any team that can...
Next week, it'll be Joe Burrow.
...actually play the they don't believe in us card.
Oh, it's the Tennessee Titans.
It's the Titans. Yeah. And it's warranted. They can go ahead and use that nobody believes in you, because it's true. Nobody does believe in you. And it's not even a shot at you. It's just that I think you've been fantastic in what you've done. Mm-hmm. And I'll pat you on the head,
but I don't believe.
And then,
but it goes to show you how the perception of athletes is carried throughout their entire career. Because when he was in Miami, this is when the perception of Ryan Tannehill started. He wasn't that good, right? He just wasn't. And everybody's like, wow, he's going to flame out fast in this league. And then he ended up with the Tennessee Titans, and he's done nothing but win and put his team in a great position. Oh, well, Derrick Henry's the reason why we rely on Derrick Henry and the defense. Like, he gets no credit. He still puts up very good numbers.
He's been
fantastic, but he's never going to be in that category of an elite quarterback, a rival to Patrick Mahomes, and somebody that you think you can count on year in and year out. Even if he wins a Super Bowl, I don't think he makes it into that category. But that's a nice story. You're Joe Flacco.
On the other Tennessee note, I just love that Derrick Henry's optimistic he can play, and he's like, oh, everything's the same except for this like steel plate in my foot.
Right.
Other than that, you're okay.
Other than losing a leg, I can walk just fine.
Yeah. I mean, other than the cadaver ACL I have in my right knee, Bob, the knee's the same.
Did you get the cadaver or did you get the pig?
No, I got the cadaver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know whose knee it was?
I don't, but he wasn't that athletic.
Oh, really? That's good. It's nice, nice cadaver.
I was really hoping that I would have like tremendous spring off of it, but it never panned out. So, that was going around yesterday. I'm like, so it's exactly the same except for you have a steel plate in your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it's not the same.
Then it's not the same. Do you ever sit there and think, you go, I got a dead person's knee in me?
No, not until yesterday. I had not thought about it for several years until yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I first had the surgery, and they're like, you know, because they're like, well, you're, I think at the time, they're like, you're around 40. We graft from cadavers at this point in time.
Well, what else would they graft from?
They could take a tendon from something else.
From something else in your body. I got you.
Like your rest of your body sucks. Why would you give that? Let's find some cadaver
ACL. And I thought, wow, I wonder where this came from.
You wonder who it is. They don't tell you. They don't give you like a book and you can pick out who you want.
It's like, I wonder if this person was really athletic because I could use this.
I think for people who are looking for children, they let you pick out, match and mix and do all that kind of stuff. I would have said for you, well, I would like to pick my cadaver, please.
I'd like this knee actually to be better.
Because what if this guy's knee wasn't that good and he was overweight and he put a lot of stress and pressure on it? And here we are 10 years later and you may have to have a new cadaver put in.
Was discussing the Henry thing with Cody and Gold yesterday when I dropped by their show, and then Cody did bring up a good point. Do we want Derrick Henry to be a robot now?
No, because
that
true.
Would be bad too. So there is the flip side of that too, that he's got metal in him now.
Yeah,
and that might be good. This game for Buffalo is a validation game.
No, absolutely.
For Kansas City, it's a maintain game,
right?
In terms of like perception. For Buffalo, it's more important. It's, can you get over the hump? Can you be validated?
Yeah, this is a game, I think, for Buffalo that was very similar to, you know, going into the postseason in 2019. He had just lost the season before to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The question was, can the Chiefs take it to that next level? Can Andy Reid take it to that next level? Can Andy Reid win the big one was still the big narrative, you know, throughout the course of the NFL because he hadn't won that Super Bowl yet. Can he win the big game, get his team to the Super Bowl? He's proven, obviously, that he can, as he's done that in the last couple of years. But I think Buffalo's in a very similar category to where the Chiefs were in 2019. Okay, you had a nice little run. You arrived at the party last year. You made the AFC Championship game. You weren't quite ready for that AFC Championship game. Chiefs delivered the knockout punch. You went back to Buffalo, ate wings, and watched the Super Bowl on your couch, which is not the worst thing in the world at all. But if you're a player, you want to be playing in that Super Bowl. But I think right now, the Chiefs have proven they have the staying power. They're going to be here a long time. Buffalo hasn't arrived yet. And in order, I think, to move forward as an organization to get to that level of we've arrived, we are one of the players in the AFC year in and year out, they need to win this game. They still haven't proven, in my opinion, that they can win the big one. And the big one is always that last one, whether it be the AFC Championship game, whether it be the Super Bowl. This is considered a big one this weekend because if you come into Arrowhead as Buffalo and you beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead, you get that validation. You have arrived. And I think a win by Buffalo means more for them in the big picture than a win by Kansas City. We're the Chiefs. We're Patrick Mahomes. We're Andy Reid. We're the top team. We should be winning this game. A win by Buffalo immediately, in my opinion, makes them the biggest rival to Kansas City. I think they're trending in that direction right now. We talked about which quarterback was the bigger rival for Kansas City right now. We're voting on that on the Twitter page at 610 Sports KC. But I think also from a team perspective, if Buffalo comes in here and wins, they would have won two straight now against you. They would have won the last meeting in the postseason against you. They have the ability to say scoreboard to you right now, and they immediately become that rival for Kansas City. It's not Baltimore. It's not Houston. It's not the Raiders. It's not the Chargers. It's nobody else on the docket other than the Buffalo Bills. And then the rivalry really starts, and Buffalo comes here next year to play in Kansas City, and then we're going to have an opportunity to talk about getting revenge over the Bills who have won two straight. I think from an overall NFL standpoint, Buffalo winning is better for the league. Obviously, I don't care what's better for the league, but Buffalo needs this validation game. If they lose this game, they're just another team still.
And as we mentioned yesterday, the winner of this game also are the AFC favorites next year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Cincinnati wipes one of the two of them out next week, then that will change, and there will be plenty of people screaming for the Bengals to be the favorite. But
right.
The Bills win, they're the best team in the AFC mm-hmm. going into next season.
No question.
Chiefs win, they're still at the top of the
They're still at the top.
And you'll still have people trying to go out on a limb and tell you it's somebody else.
Right, exactly. Somebody will claim the Chargers or the Raiders with Jim Harbaugh or somebody like that. Yeah. They'll try to say is better, and they're not.
We really had their attention, though, on Sunday night. This from NBC Sports. The top markets for the Chiefs and the Steelers, obviously Kansas City had the biggest share of people watching.
Yes.
Right. We really dialed in, obviously. Pittsburgh was number two.
Sure.
Buffalo was number three. So the Bills are watching. Bills fans were watching. And I couldn't find the...
But they were converse if we were watching Buffalo.
I couldn't find the number on the Bills game from Saturday night, but I'm guessing Kansas City was way up there, if not third.
Yeah, I would imagine.
On that one, too. Buffalo,
we watch sports,
like
Josh.
Buffalo, New England, and then Kansas City was probably third on the ratings for their game as well. New Orleans, Cincinnati, Nashville, Milwaukee. Albuquerque was number eight, which is an interesting one. I guess they're, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that almost West Texas? I don't know. They really want to see Mahomes. I have no idea. But Albuquerque was a top 10 rated market for Chiefs and Steelers the other night. Buffalo is number three. They're paying attention. Mm-hmm. They're clearly paying attention to what's going on.
The interesting number is that 80% of the households in Kansas City were watching TV during that Chiefs game, and 50% of them were watching the Chiefs. What are the other 30% watching? Pressure luck?
Yeah. Well, it's Sunday night. You know, you got all some of those new shows coming out.
60 Minutes. Yeah. Bob's Burgers. Yeah. Bob Hart's Abishola.
Sure. Sure.
Anything else with Bob in it?
Sure.
No, those are the only two.
Probably still Walking Dead or something on Sunday night.
Yeah, maybe. The outlier is Albuquerque.
That is weird.
Like, it's all NFL markets and then Albuquerque. Yeah. And then Columbus comes in at number 10.
I guess there's our answer.
Yeah.
Where's the NFL go next? Albuquerque. Is the answer.
Albuquerque is it. Yeah.
Let's talk to Bink. It is time for our three quickies with Bink. Jay Binkley from Bink at Night. And, of course, the Arrowhead Pride post-game show number one. I don't know where those are at, so I need to find them. Is Josh Allen the new number one rival for Patrick Mahomes?
I think so. Until Burrow can, we'll see what Burrow does here in the postseason. But at this point, yeah, they meet in the AFC title game. I think Buffalo's grossly disappointed this year. They should be a number one or number two seed, but look at some of the quality of quarterbacks they've played this year, and they haven't stood up. And Josh Allen hasn't been great the last couple games, even though he was great the last one. Yeah, we'll wait, but at this point, yes, he'd be number one.
All right, number two. It's a two-part answer.
Two-part question, I should say.
What's your biggest key for the Chiefs to win? When you answer that, I'll ask you the second part.
Well, it's not turn the ball over four times like the first meeting.
Okay, what's the biggest pitfall to losing for the Chiefs?
Well, that is turning the ball over.
Okay. All right.
Same answer.
Same right. answer. Turnovers.
Number three. Describe your perfect wing.
Oh, man.
He's turned into Andy Reid. He's
anything Buffalo, anything that makes you like taste it after you eat it.
You want a little sting to it, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
There's only one answer for that question. It is the Cajun butter chicken wings at Smokehouse Barbecue with the homemade side of ranch dressing. Those are the perfect wings.
You weren't
allowed
to say buffalo this week.
You're not allowed to say buffalo. So if you're using buffalo sauce, Jay, you better throw that out of your mother's refrigerator.
No, I agree with you, though, on the Smokehouse wings. I've had plenty.
Yes, I know you have. Delicious. Thank you, Jay.
One quick follow-up. We totally woke you up today, right?
What's that?
We totally woke you up today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All right, get to the boats.
That's making sure. Oh, yeah. So he was kind of like, through the two questions, and you're like, describe the perfect wing, and then he woke up.
Then he woke up, and then he was like, all right, here we go. This is my wheelhouse.
The Andy Reid chocolate cake Super Bowl comparison. So he was like, Binkley was awake there on the wing. So he says Josh Allen for now, but there's still a prove it for him, too, on Josh Allen, and certainly a prove it on Joe Burrow. So, all right, you can vote at 610 Sports KC in our poll today. Who's going to be the biggest rival for Patrick Mahomes the next 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
We'll shout it out coming up at 913-576-7610. So get those topics in now. We'll do that coming up in a few minutes. And we found our sister city for Kansas City next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
On a Thursday, KCTV Channel 5 is reporting that Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay arrested Wednesday night in Overland Park, a misdemeanor criminal damage case, according to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. Arrested around 10:30 and booked in the Johnson County Detention Center, where remained Thursday morning, that's this morning.
That's today.
This morning. I don't want to say this morning. Awaiting bond.
So when the story is a day old, it can still.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing else from the Overland Park Police Department or the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. There is a booking, I guess their booking rundown that's online does list a Willie Gay criminal damage less than $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
A misdemeanor. Criminal damage less than $1,000 on their booking and release report. posted at the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. So that's all we know at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's been, no statement from the Chiefs or anything or status and what have you of, you know, how it would impact Sunday at this point. But I'm sure the Chiefs will speak to it when they have their media availability a little bit later today.
Right.
And keep it locked right here on 610 Sports Radio. So that is the latest involving a report about Willie Gay. I know we've been asking about it. We were kind of waiting to get some confirmation on
some
things.
Sure.
Don't know any more than that at this point. Criminal damage less than $1,000.
Right.
Whatever the severity of that happens to be. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a
lawyer. I don't know.
And I don't play one on TV.
Or the radio. Well, I don't know.
Every once in a while we do.
We've lauded up, I guess, before.
Yeah.
This would be perfect for our Law and Hors d'oeuvres segment.
I know. It really would be great, right?
Buffalo and Kansas City, of course, Sunday night, 5:30 on 106.5 The Wolf. I'll join Mitch Holtis and Dane and Hughes on the call. Buffalo and Kansas City, though, you said are kindred spirits.
Well, they really are. I mean, when you start to think about it, Buffalo and Kansas City are your premier NFL cities in this country. And I don't want to hear about Los Angeles and New York and Chicago and all these places. What Buffalo and Kansas City bring to the table are really what football is all about. You've got the blue-collar, diehard fan that really, for a very long period of time, was a very long-suffering fan base, right? Here in Kansas City, we went 50 years between Super Bowl championships and just getting to the Super Bowl. Buffalo lost four straight Super Bowls and really haven't done anything since, you know, losing those four straight Super Bowls. So both cities have really dealt with the pain and suffering of their NFL team, but also two of the most passionate fan bases you will find in the NFL reside in both Kansas City and in Buffalo. Both stadiums, both cities, both venues are true destination places in the NFL to go watch a game. I consider Arrowhead, Green Bay, and Buffalo as really your three true destination places in the NFL. Now, you can go out to LA and Vegas and see these great stadiums and all, but they're not screaming your name like, I gotta go there and see a game. I've been wanting to go to a game in Buffalo for 20 years now, Josh. Haven't gotten there yet. September is a very short month. There's only usually two home games, and I'm not going after that to Buffalo. But it's a destination spot. It's where people want to go. And in Buffalo, you jump through fire and tailgate in Kansas City.
I do want to see the scene.
You want to be part of that, right?
I want to venture out there and
yeah,
be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, really just in September.
I've always just said in September. I've always added that with Buffalo.
Right.
I have no interest in doing like last weekend. That looked terrible.
I mean, we're just both blue collar, long suffering fan bases of our football team that now finally have our saviors at quarterback. We're both original AFL franchises, and both cities truly live and die with our team. I was, you know, listening to the Buffalo station yesterday, our sibling station, WGR, and it's really crazy how similar the two cities are. And each of us are defined by one food, barbecue in Kansas City and wings in Buffalo. There are so many similarities between the two. It's the perfect matchup for this AFC de facto championship game on Sunday because the cities are so similar, the fan bases are so similar, the teams are so similar, and they're both kind of peaking kind of at the right time, and you have to get through one another to get to that next level. Buffalo truly is our sister city in the NFL, and these are the type of cities, these are the type of fan bases that everybody around the league who doesn't have a team left should be pulling for because you know they're dedicated and they're passionate and they've been lifelong fans, and it's just something that I think is really, really cool when you compare Buffalo and Kansas City. We're so much more similar than anybody wants to ever give it credit for.
Yeah, they're passionate too. They're absolutely passionate.
Oh my
God! The tweet that was going around yesterday, encouraging people to bring sweet potatoes into the game at Arrowhead. I'm like, what's going on? So I texted a couple of guys over there and like, what's happening? And it was literally somebody was tailgating. They had a sweet potato and they were making fries or something, whatever. And somebody had the sweet potato in their pocket, went in the stadium, didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills won.
So
they don't want to jinx it.
Right.
They've been continuing to win every time they brought in this sweet potato or something. I'm like, okay, I can't say it's stupid. If it worked for you, great. You know, it just seems like that there's like that similar vibe that they are just rabid,
mm-hmm,
and passionate. I told you, I went on, Sal Capaccio is a sideline reporter, joined us earlier in the week and went on his show yesterday and like was getting tweets from people in Buffalo saying, hey, thanks for coming on. Thanks for telling us about the team. Like, what is going on here?
That's crazy.
So they're like kind of nice too, but yeah. I, you know, there is a borderline, but they're like, thanks for coming on and telling us about the Chiefs. I'm like, okay,
I think there's going to be a lot of Buffalo fans here this weekend.
Oh yeah, I think so too. I think it's I don't want to say it's easy to get in, but there were tickets available.
Yeah,
and there was an ability to be able to get here. So yeah, I think the Bills fans are going to be here a lot. But yeah, there's a lot of similarities. Some of it dealing in misery. Some of it
dealing in misery.
And then the singular food does make me laugh.
Yeah, the singular food. We're all defined by one food, wings and barbecue. Yeah.
That's like, again, I don't think that's all people in Buffalo eat.
Right.
Much like I don't think that's all people in Kansas City eat. But
you're defined by it.
Yeah, definitely defined by it. Also, the kind of quote-unquote small market status is similar as well. These four small market, quote-unquote small market teams left in the AFC playoffs is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's really, really, really cool to see. This is what the NFL was all about when it was formed by the Providence Steamrollers and the Canton Bulldogs and, you know, all those little tiny teams, the Green Bay Packers. This is what the NFL was founded on. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills are the original style of what the NFL is all about. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Let's play now.
913-576-7610. It is time to shout it out. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They're simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610 and you will save 10%.
Yeah, get those texts in. Anything you'd like to discuss? Someone texting in. This is a guy that was texting the other day. Day two of not pooping my pants.
All right. Way to go.
The new record is still intact. That's good.
Right.
This person felt the need to notify us he pooped his pants.
Right.
Today, so.
Right.
Shout out to Jack Frost for overstaying his welcome. It's too cold.
Yeah, like what happened between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning in this town, man? It went from like the 50s to nothing, zero, single digits. I think I saw 7 degrees this morning driving in.
Almost 50 on the weekend.
And then Sunday will be beautiful for you to be down on the sidelines.
Sunday is 49 degrees at the moment.
Do you wear those electric socks ever when you're down there on the sidelines? You should get a pair of those.
That does sound good. An oldie but a goodie, I changed all my passwords to Kenny.
Uh-huh.
Now I have all Kenny logins, which I'm here for your Kenny logins
jokes.
I
like that. That's pretty good. I think that's good.
What generation does Forrest Gump belong to?
Hang on a second. Hang on. Let me try to guess.
You're going to hate yourself if you don't, so you should probably try.
What generation? The box of chocolates generation.
Gen A.
That's good.
That's terrible really good. And dumb.
Yep.
Binkley sounded like Homer Simpson when he was asked about his favorite wing. Totally. I'm with you.
Yeah. It's the beer talking, Marge. $5.
Is Odyssey down?
Yes,
I think so. The app's been a little troublesome apparently today.
I'd love to tell you just to reboot today.
But I don't know. So
I've tried rebooting and now I'm getting an error message as well. So I know there's a lot of people that are disappointed this morning.
About that.
We're doing our best. Yeah, there's not much we can
can't do
right?
much on that one. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HG2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
That literally is something that is over our heads.
Completely. Josh got tricked into a low mileage ACL only driven by a little old lady to church on Sundays. Basically it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's basically how it happened. Yeah.
Yep.
I bought a lemon.
You did. You got a cadaver knee.
Why are kids just sick all the time?
Well, because they lick each other's doorknobs and lockers and water fountains and desks. I mean, if you've ever been into a school, even before the vid was going on, it's a petri dish of germs at a school.
I've always maintained our kids when they were little. Went to daycare when we worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that they were like Teflon.
Then. Yeah, they built up immunity.
They've
right?
just been immune to everything. They're knock on wood.
Yeah.
I feel like that they just endured it all at that point in time, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Shout it out to the Odyssey app. Can't do anything about it today. I apologize.
Yeah, it does work on the radio though. If you have one of those radios in your car, it does work. Yeah.
You can go old school and flip on a radio.
Yep.
And that's cool too. But I'm glad you're using the app.
A lot of people are using the app. We get it. And we'll try to get this thing fixed for everybody out there. But again, I think this is above our pay grade. This may not even occur here in Kansas City.
Shout out to the a-hole that just brake checked me on 152 highway.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I saw that text come in. How fast were you going behind him? Were you being a jerk behind him? Because I'll brake check you too. If you're being one of those jerk drivers that think your day is more important than mine,
You'll do it.
I'll brake check your ass. I don't care.
But sometimes people overbrake. I don't understand. I don't understand.
But if you're tailgating and you're riding, you know, somebody's tail and you're giving them the finger and you're honking and you're being a jerk behind them, hey, man, sorry, you're going to get brake checked.
Also, don't forget, guys, Buffalo is similar to us. They are also bordered by a dividing line.
It's Canada.
Yeah. So they fight over the country line, I guess.
Yeah,
between
that's true. Canada.
Yeah, all those terrible Canadian drivers, I'm sure that they're
love
doing
it, yes.
At that point in time. That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Text line remains open for you at 913-576-7610. Someone says, that's my 10-month-old at daycare, gets sick like 5 times a month.
Yeah.
See, ours never did. I felt like they built up an immunity there.
Uh-huh.
That they never gave up, so that was good. Interesting note from the gambling front. David Perdomo, who is the one of the gambling analysts at ESPN, the Chiefs were down to a 1.5-point favorite over the Bills at multiple sports books.
Mm-hmm.
With Patrick Mahomes as the starter, Kansas City has never been less than a 2.5-point favorite at home.
That's insane.
That's 37 games, including the playoffs, mm-hmm. according to ESPN stats and info.
That's crazy,
he has
right?
never been less than a 2.5-point favorite at home. This one down to 1.5. Backs up my argument. I think this is the best team that the Chiefs have faced at Arrowhead mm-hmm. in the Mahomes Andy Reid era.
Yeah.
No slight to the Patriots that beat him in the AFC Championship game. That was Tommy, but I think this is a better team. I don't that doesn't mean the Bills are gonna win. I think this is the toughest matchup they've had, and I think maybe the Chiefs are less invincible than they have been too.
I think so. I think that's the way people are viewing
them. This being
down
to a 1.5-point game, I'm not surprised. A lot of people want to take the Bills too, so I'm not surprised that it maybe has moved the line to 1.5.
Yeah, I think people are still viewing the Chiefs as that 3-4 football team after week 7 of the regular season, where they look at Patrick Mahomes as broken, as people were calling him earlier in the year. They're looking at a defense that was broken, that nobody could seemingly run for less than 10 yards a carry against. So that's the perception, I still think, from a lot of people about the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not the perception of what we saw for that big stretch where they went on an 8-game winning streak. There's also the perception of the Kansas City Chiefs, too, John, of losing to the Cincinnati Bengals, barely beating the Denver Broncos with kind of a skeleton cast out there in week 18. I think if you're looking at that, though, you're looking at the wrong way to view the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are more of what we saw against the Pittsburgh Steelers than what we saw against the Denver Broncos and the Cincinnati Bengals in the 2 weeks prior. I firmly believe that they just meandered through the regular season because they were bored, and now they're here in the playoffs, and they're going to show everybody that they're still king of the mountaintop. And so I feel like that's why the number is where it is, because I think the perception, again, we talked about the perception of Ryan Tannehill being formed when he was down in Miami. I really think the perception of the Chiefs this year was formed when they were 3-4 and Patrick was struggling and the defense couldn't stop anybody. So that's why the number probably is where it is, because that's based on where they think America's going to put their money.
And you know, we know how Mahomes can catalog stuff.
Sure.
Catalog
absolutely. He's got a catalog.
Catalog this. They're waiting to anoint Josh Allen, man.
Right.
They're waiting to anoint the Bills.
Right.
You're a lesser favorite than you've ever been at home.
Mm-hmm. Just another check mark for Patrick Mahomes.
Add that all up. Use it as fuel. And let's go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Right.
Very simple.
Looks like the Odyssey app is working again. I got it up on my phone right now. Some of the text line is saying it's working right now.
Someone went to the extent, not just rebooting, reinstalled it, and it worked.
And it worked. Like, okay, sometimes you got to do that. Yes.
Whatever links you have to go to, we apologize. There's nothing we can do about it, but glad you're back if you were missing. All right. We're going to check in on a different day. Normally, Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, our 610 Sports Radio Chiefs insider, joins us Tuesdays at 8. But we're rousting him on a Thursday as well to answer today, Pete, the question we have posted at our Twitter feed today. Who has the best chance to be Patrick Mahomes' rival in the next 10 years?
I think at this very moment, it would have to be Joe Burrow, but I think it's an ever-changing question, right? If the Ravens are a lot healthier aside from the quarterback this year, is it Lamar? If the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers doesn't make a ridiculous decision to call a timeout and allow the Raiders to kick a field goal, are we still talking about Justin Herbert? I think the safest answer at this point from what we've seen from his late season play is Burrow. And I also think because it's a pocket quarterback, and historically, I mean, those guys seem to last a bit longer. So I think going safe right now, it feels like Burrow is the answer.
Why not Josh Allen, though? Why are you kind of staying away from him?
To me, just eye test-wise and watching these guys, even in non-games where they're not playing the Chiefs, Allen is a little bit more high variance to me, where I just feel like Burrow will be reliable over the course of 10 years. I mean, that's the thing we're talking about, right? Who is going to have these big games year after year after year? And don't get me wrong. I mean, you see a game like Saturday night where Josh Allen can perform at a very, very high level. But we've also seen Josh Allen stink in a lot of games and over a good course of the beginning of his career, too, and in playoff games throwing ridiculous laterals when, you know, you're trying to make sure that your team advances. And so, I don't know, I feel more comfortable with Joe Burrow. We saw at the college level some really, really big-time success with him winning championships there. And then he's already turned around the Bengals franchise in 2 years and done stuff that no quarterback has been able to do in 30.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like that sounds familiar, in my opinion. So
yeah.
I'd probably lean Burrow right now. I do like Justin Herbert, but you can't really be considered as the top rival if you can't make the postseason.
Well, and that's where I am with you. A couple of things I want to just piggyback on there. I think when you rank, like, the coolness factor of the guy in the huddle, Joe Burrow is it. I mean, he's number one in the NFL just from everything his teammates say, the way he acts. I mean, you can just sense, like, nothing phases that guy, right? And that's kind of the coolness factor that he had that was very Joe Montana-esque, which, by the way, again, we're not getting paid for this, but watch the documentary on Peacock about Joe Montana. It puts a lot of things about quarterbacking into perspective. But the interesting thing with Patrick Mahomes is that he has had a different rival every year. When he first took over, it was Brady and Big Ben. You got to beat them. Then it became Lamar and Deshaun in 19. Then in 20, after the Charger quarterback got stabbed the wrong way with the needle on the sidelines, Herbert came in and had a lot of success. Then everybody was talking about him. And this year we've got Josh Allen. You mentioned Joe Burrow. I'm with you on the Justin Herbert thing. I can't put him up there until he gets a legit head coach. That guy single-handedly cost his team the playoffs. I'd have fired his ass after the season. There are two games that he absolutely was out-coached and outsmarted and did dumb things. The Chiefs game and then that Raider game at the end of the regular season. If that guy just coaches like a normal coach, the Chargers are in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think Staley has a little bit of that McVay-Shanahan type of, you know, like, I almost want to be bigger than the game and the team, and it just didn't work out for him in making the playoffs. And I think it's kind of a travesty in that sense. I mean, I know we joke in Kansas City, for the few Chargers fans there are,
right?
Uh-huh. It seemed like it was decisions that cost him the playoffs. And I mean, you know in Kansas City too. I mean, you only get so many years of this type of quarterback play, and I really like Justin Herbert, and that was a wasted year. You know, you're not in the tournament. Why? Because you wanted to, you know, look smart and make the new analytics book decisions, and you know you got so into that you ended up like just not letting the clock run out in a game where you could have made the postseason and it could have been really interesting. So I agree, and you know, maybe it's not his fault, but you can't put Herbert there yet.
All right, Pete, we appreciate the time. Glad you got your phone working, and we'll be following all the day-to-day news and notes. What's coming up at Arrowhead today that you guys are going to be following?
Yeah, it's the second day of the practice week. We'll be putting up updates. You know, we're digging into some stuff right now and crossing some T's and dotting some I's and trying to get everyone the latest news. So working on some things right now, but yeah, stay tuned.
All right, that is Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, for all your late-breaking Chiefs news, everything that's going on today with the Kansas City Chiefs. Check out Pete Sweeney and his work over at Arrowhead Pride. And, of course, he joins us here on the station all kinds of times. He'll be on next tomorrow at 11 p.m. I guess that's going to be Bick at Night, a late edition. I don't know.
It does say.
It says 11 p.m. on the board. I just read what I'm told. I'm Ron Burgundy.
I never saw that before. It does say Friday night, 11 p.m.
Yeah, that's right. So there it is. So Pete Sweeney, 11 p.m. Friday night.
He does all hours.
You're going to have to put the charcuterie down and get in here and do an 11 p.m. hit with Binkley on Friday night.
Pretty sure that's 11 a.m.
Yeah.
But, again, according to Channel 5, Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay arrested Wednesday night in Overland Park, a misdemeanor criminal damage case.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to bring you more as it develops. Arrested around 10:30 last night and remained there, according to Channel 5 this morning, awaiting bond. The Chiefs are scheduled to speak today. Andy Reid is not scheduled to speak. Coordinators are scheduled today. around not quite 1:30, so 1:25.
So we'll hear from Spags, and we'll hear from Bieniemy.
If they'll address maybe Spags? I don't know. Maybe Andy Reid does make a brief statement, but we'll see. We don't know the status, playing status, obviously, at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But 1:25 today is the scheduled speaking time for the coordinators. So
right.
Keep it locked right here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs. We'll talk to Ian Eagle of CBS coming up at 8:30. He was on the call for the Bills game last week, and he's doing Cincinnati at Tennessee this week. He's done plenty of Chiefs. And we'll get the AFC perspective from Ian Eagle coming up in a few minutes. Go to at 610 Sports KC and vote in our poll. Who has the best chance to be Patrick Mahomes' rival in the next 10 years? Pete went with Joe Burrow,
mm-hmm.
who's currently in third place in the
who's in second right now?
Josh Allen.
So who's in first?
Justin Herbert.
Herbert, really?
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
God.
And then the other is way back.
Justin Herbert should demand a trade to a coach that's good. I'm serious. I coaching is no, there's I'm, one job only. Put your team in position
no,
to win.
He shouldn't. I love it. This is Philip Rivers too. I love it. Good quarterback. Can't never
can't
really
find a way to win.
Never really a threat.
But this is one where it's not Justin Herbert's fault. It's absolutely on the head coach.
Yeah.
He's a stooge.
I'm with you. There's a little bit of aggressiveness there that has backfired.
Yeah.
When it comes to them. Beware of what might be brought into the stands at Arrowhead this week. We'll discuss next.
Many feel overwhelmed. They just don't know where to start. And that's what I love about my job. I get to make this important experience fun and easy. We don't work on commission, so there's no pressure. When you visit, first, I'll want to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.